News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Group of parents of children without suitable special education needs school placements will stage a 24-hour sleep out at the Department of Education today. Charlotte Cahill is one of those parents. She joins us now. Charlotte, why are you sleeping out at the Department of Education?
So myself and over 200 parents have been, our children have been locked out of education, some for 2 years, some for three, and some even for 4 years now, applying every single year, up to 35 applications a year, and just being rejected at every single angle. I myself met with the Minister for Special Education, Norma Foley, last year, and I was guaranteed that every child that was known to the NCSE would have an appropriate school place come September 2024. And a lot of the children that were part of that cohort have still not been schooled. Some of the children that have been schooled on paper actually are not even sitting in a classroom yet.
Okay, tell us about your own daughter. Is it Kyra or Kira? Sorry.
Her name is Kyra. So Kyra is, no worries. Kyra is 5.5 years old, and for the last 2 years now, I've been applying for schools across the country. I applied to 35 schools last year, and I applied to 25 schools this year. All have been rejected. We've been onto every avenue that you can imagine. We've been spoken about multiple times in the Dáil. We have been in regular contact with the NCSE. We have a weekly meeting with Arsino, who I have to hunt to try and get some answers to what's going on. I've been asking them to use legislation to make sure that my daughter gets a school place, but I just feel like I'm banging on a brick wall.
It must be heartbreaking as a parent not to be able to find a school place for your child.
It's really, really heartbreaking because my daughter really needs structure in her life. My daughter has a diagnosis of autism and epilepsy. She also has a pathological demand avoidance, which that in itself needs really, really rigid routine. And while last year I had a small bit of comfort knowing that I could possibly fight to get a third year in preschool, which I did do, I fought tooth and nail to make sure that they gave her an extension on the home tuition grant so that she could apply for a third year in her preschool. This year, that's not an option for us.
Sure.
Because the school itself, they don't take children after 5.5 years of age. So even if they gave us an extension, the school just wouldn't be able to take her back. They've decided that they can't take children over five because when they do, it takes a child off the list of children requiring a school place.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose that is understandable. Just very briefly, when schools say no to you, what do they say?
They constantly come back to say, no, we're oversubscribed. I had an issue where last year I was actually second on a waiting list for my local primary school, and I'm now 16th on that waiting list this year. So that just shows you how big of a jump there is in the need for these classes.
Okay, well, look, if it's okay with you, Charlotte, we'll keep in contact with you because, like, this just is not good enough. Kyra should have a place to go to school. You know, if we can't achieve that as a republic, a wealthy republic, there's very little we can achieve. So look, we wish you well with your sleep out, and if it is okay with you, we will keep in touch with you to see how you're going, and we will talk to the Minister for Education when we do interview her about these cases, because it is just not good enough. But thank you for sharing your story. Charlotte Cahill there, one of the parents who will be sleeping out at the department.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.